Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Learning Maseches Chulin Daf Yud Gimel, we're going to start on Daf Yud Beis and Beis on the bottom. Towards the bottom. The Gemara says, Amar Abchiyah Bar Abba Boi Reb Yechanan Katan Yesh Le Machshava Yein Le Machshava. Abchiyah Bar Abba said that Reb Yechanan had a shayla, does a katan have a machshava or not? Is a machshava of a katan considered a machshava in halacha or not? Why don't you also ask a shayla if the maisa of a katan is considered a maisa in halacha or not? Elamai, you know that the Mishnah says it is, because the Mishnah says that it has a maisa. The same Mishnah says that they don't have a machshava. Which Mishnah is that? The Mishnah is in Kalim. If they take a fruit and they carve it out in order to measure sand, they're playing in a sandbox, where they made it for a scale that they're using for a toy probably, even the katan could make something into a kli. If he does a maisa that makes it into a kli, his maisa has it in maisa, we consider a kli, it's makabel tuma. They ain't le machshava, but they don't have machshava. In other words, if a katan has something which could be used as a kli, and he didn't do anything to make it into a kli, like he found a walnut shell, and he decided to use it as a kli, as a toy, that wouldn't work. So you see clearly, they have a maisa. When they do a maisa, and they actually are masakin the kli, that makes it a kli to makabel tuma, but they don't have machshava. If they just think that they want it to be a kli, without doing a maisa, it's not enough to be makabel tuma. So what was Rabbi Yechanan's shayla? If Rabbi Yechanan knew the Mishnah, and that's why I didn't ask a shayla about maisa, so you should know the Mishnah, and know that they don't have machshava. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan's shayla was, by machshavta nikeris mitoch maisav. His machshava is clear in his maisa. And the Gemara's case was that there was an oila that was in the darin, and he can't shecht an oila in the darin, and he brought it to the tzofen and shechted it there. So there you see that he probably realized that it was an oila. If he didn't realize an oila, he doesn't know what's going on, so why did he bring it into the tzofen? Obviously he knows hilchas avoda, and he knows that this is an oila, and he knows an oila has to be nishchet b'tzofen, so you see a machshava. Or maybe not, maybe he just didn't have enough room in the darin. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan really said this case, because Rabbi Yechanan said that the case was the Mishnah had said, if a cheres sheit of a katan brings peres to a roof, even if the kavana was that the tal should go on it, it's not b'chiyutan. But if Rabbi Yechanan says if they were hifach ben, if they turned it over, then it is b'chiyutan. In other words, it's for hechsher eichlim, in order to be mukhshel akabal tumma, it has to be that the tal goes in it and you want the tal to go on it. So a katan doesn't have das. If he brought it up to the roof, he brought it up not necessarily because he wanted the tal to go on it. So his machshava doesn't mean anything. But if he's hibech, so then it's machshavt and he carries mitech maisav, he's mahapech in order to get the tal there. So Vayter Rabbi Yechanan said that machshavt and he carries mitech maisav works. So what was the shayla? So the Gemara says the shayla was, is it midaraisa or midarabanan? The Rabbanan were machmet to consider it a machshava. That's l'chumra. In order to say it's mukshel l'kabel tuma, that it should become tamei. Now, she'en kein is it midereisa, that it would work even l'kula, it would even work for shchitas eila, which you need machshava for that, like the Gemara says soon. And would it work for that? And if Nachum Yitzchak said the shal in a different eifin, and the Gemara's maskana was that when it's maisa, three dagas, maisa works even deraisa, machshava doesn't work even with the Rabbanan. And then the third dag of machshavt and he carries mitech maisav, that works midaraisa, but not midarabanan. Now in defining what's called maisa, what's called machshava, what's called machshavt and he carries mitech maisav, there's a machlekes rishonim. Rashi defines maisa that he said what his intention is. Machshava is when he didn't do any maisa. And maisa is when he did a maisa and he said what his intention is. And machshavta nikeris mitoch maisav is he never said what his intention is. His machshava is obvious by his maisa, or somewhat obvious, but he never said it beferish. So Kumtais, when he did a Maisa, and he said what's he doing for, that certainly the Maisa works. When he didn't do any Maisa, that's Machshav, and that certainly doesn't work. When he did a Maisa but didn't explain himself what it is, it's just we could tell what he did based on other Maisim that he did, that was the Gemara Shaila, and that the Gemara says works Midarabanan, but doesn't work Midaraisa. So Taisis asks a lot of different kashas and Rashi. We're not going to go into it. But one of them is that the Mashmois isn't that way. The Gemara never clearly says that by Maisa, it's talking about when you said it. I mean, the Gemara could have just said the same thing by the case of the Alain, the Riman, Egesh, Achokim, Tinaikis, Laman, Ben Ofer, that the Shaila was, if he never said that he's doing Laman, Ben Ofer, the Gemara didn't have to go to a new case of Ayla. Unless you're going to say, like Taisa says, that case, Vaita, you'll say, is L'chumra. And L'chumra, Rabbi Yochanan, was saying that it works. And the Gemara wanted to say the case of the Ayla, because he wanted to know if it works Midaraisa, if it works L'kula. A Movadib Shatavish questions that Taisus asks, it bothers me also a little bit, what's the lumdus in Rashi? Now, as I understand what that Machshava alone doesn't work, but Katan and Maisa does, and the Pshat is that a Katan's Machshava, if it's not accompanied by a Maisa, doesn't have any Cheshivas. Mashenkin, a Katan has a Maisa, and we just need the Maisa's done with a certain Kavana, so a Katan could be considered to have Kavana. But what's the svara to say that it only works if he says so? Him saying so alone doesn't shaf anything. The Katan says that he has this machshava, it doesn't help. And you want to say that doing a maisa alone, also, where's maskana, is doing a maisa alone without him saying so also doesn't help. So how is it mitzurif that when he says it together with the maisa, how is it mitzurif that helps? If the shaila is what's the katan thinking, l'chayr, the fact that he tells you alone should tell you what the katan's thinking. Elamai, the machshava doesn't have a chashivas without a maisa. So here you have a maisa. What's the svar that you'll need a dibur along with it? I don't understand that so well. Taisus, and the Rashba brings it down also, says a different pshat. And says nothing to do with him saying it. The pshat is if it's very clear from the maisa, we don't need any interpretation. So then, that does have chashivas. Yesh lo maisa. Mashenken, if it's completely unclear, we need the Katan's interpretation. That's called machshava. That doesn't help. Machshava ni keres mitaych maisa is that it's pretty clear. It's not 100% clear, but it's pretty clear. The maisa seems very mistarbit to tell us about the machshava, but not 100% clear. That was the Gemara Shaila. Isn't it 100% clear? Well, as long as it's pretty clear, it's good enough. The Mishkan Siyankiv in Erechaim, Simchav Beis, he wants to say, he says it's called, he says, B'taisis beer, but he's masking, it's not exactly like Taisis and the Rashba. He wants to say that the Vart is like this. Machshava means when you have no Maisa. All you have is the Katan's Machshava. That doesn't work. Maisa is when the Maisa itself is Mechiach on the Machshava. That does work. Machshavta Nikeris Mitech Maisa V'Zipshat, that's a maisa that he's doing is not mechiach. But there's another maisa, a peripheral maisa, which is mechiach what this maisa is. So that's a Gemara Shaila. Is the pshat that only the maisa alone that's mechiach works? Mashen kein, if the maisa itself is not mechiach, even if you have another maisa that would be mechiach, this maisa doesn't work, because you need this maisa should be mechiach. We're dealing with a katan. Or do you say, no, a katan, his dibur is meaningless, but his maisa is meaningful, so who would then one maisa could work for another maisa? So when he's chakak da aloin, the pshat is that maisa itself shows that he wants it as a kli. But when he moves the behema, the oila, from darim to tzafain, so the maisa we're dealing with is a maisa shkita. That's not mechiach at all. We're just trying to mechiach his kavanah from a different maisa, his maisa of moving the behemoth from darim to tzafain. That's called machshavta nikeris mitoich maisov. This maisa is not muchach. The machshavta is nikeris mitoich a different maisa. And the same thing with the towel. There is no maisa mechiach. You know, you need the towel to go on it. But the pshat is, there's a peripheral maisa to show that he's nicha with the towel going on it. The maisa that's Meng the Heksher is not a Maisa he does at all. It's the Maisa of the Tal going on it, or the Tal being on it. But the hibach is a peripheral maisa, which shows that he wants the tal to go on it. The shalz if that works. And that the Gemara comes out, that it doesn't work midiraisa, it works midirabanan. So the kids, so these are the three mahalachim we have in the sugya. We have Rashi's mahalach that learns that maisa is when he says what he wants to do and he does a maisa. Machshava is when he doesn't do a maisa. And machshavta nikaris mitech maisa is when he doesn't say what he wants to do. He just does a maisa, which that maisa is muchach, but he doesn't say it beferish. Taisus learns that maisa means when the maisa is completely muchach. Machshava means is when there's no echacha. Machshavta nikaris mitech maisa is when it's not completely muchach, but it's mechiach tzas. It's somewhat muchach. It seems much more likely that that's what his machshava is. Does that work? And Mishnas Yankov has a geshmak of pshat that maisa, the difference between maisa, machshav nekeres nech maisa is, if the maisa itself is muchach, then it works. But if the maisa itself has no echacha, you're buying ice the machshava from a different maisa, not this maisa, that was the Gemara Shaila. Now, two aris on the halacha la maisa, the Gemara comes out that a cheres sheit of a katan have maisa, and don't have machshava. Now, the Rosh Yosef says that this din, the Rabbanon, of Machshavta Nikaris Mitech Maisav is only by Katan. Chayitz Meduik in the Gemara, that Bi'echanan says, Loishanu al Shlehipach behen, Loshin Yachid. The Mishnah talked about Chayri Shait of a Katan, Afish and Eskav Lekach, Eina Bechutam, Neshishla Maisav, Eina Machshava. So it says, a Chayri Shait of a Katan, which is a Rabbin, have a Mais na Machshava. And Bi'echanan says, Loishanu al Shlehipach behen is Loshin Yachid. Which is Mashmid Dafka Katan. I mean, Bi'echan himself said Katan Yesh La Machshava Ein La Machshava. He's also, in all cases, he's talking about Katan. He doesn't say Cheirish Sheita V'Katan. And the Rambam also, in Elchas Psul Mikdashim, Perak Aleph Alach Avav, where he brings down the din of a Katan, bringing it from the Darim Tetzaf, and he only brings Katan. And in Elchas Tumas Eichel, it's even more clear, where he starts off with Cheirish Sheita V'Katan, that they don't have Maisa, and then when he says Hibichpem, he specifically says Katan. He doesn't say Cheresh Shaita v'Katan. So the whole Shmuz is Dafka by Katan, not by Cheresh and Shaita. Nabi Agra, in Ilchas Tilos Yedayim, Simen Kufnan Tess of Zion, he's talking about the Shulchan Aruch there says that a Cheresh Shaita v'Katan that pours water on somebody's hands is Yetzin Tilos Yedayim. And the Ramah says that if the Katan is less than Einas HaPa'utis, and they pour water on someone's hands, Yeshayimim, he's not Yetzir, because he's like, that's mamish like a kaif ba'alma. So the guy in there is bothered, what's the difference between less than Einis Be'udis and a Shaita? And one of the questions he asks is that Agamar is Mavur, that Nekaris Metech Maisav works, Akapanami Derabanan, and the Chariyah means because until Sidaim is Derabanan, so it should work. But then he's mitzadid, that you could say that that's only katan, and not cheresh and shaita, and then you could also, I guess, say that it's a katan, which is only gil einis apautis, as opposed to less than that, which would have a din of a shaita. The Gaon argues on the whole thing. The Gaon holds that you don't need kavan of the nisin, kavan of the makabel is good enough. But lemaisa, you see, the Gaon also was mesupik about this nakuda, that originally he thought that a cheresh shaita of a katan would have machshavta by nekeresh mitech maisav. And then he says that it's possible to say that it's only katan, like what the Rosh Yosef says. Another ara, the Prima Gadim, same mechaber as the Rosh Yosef, it's in his psicha to Hilchas Yamtiv, Chelik Beis Aizvav. He's discussing, does a katan's machshava, when it's, I guess, machshavtin nikeris mitech maisav, would that help to make something muksa, or to make something ice muksa? Sometimes, when you max a das on something, when you decide, the owner decides he doesn't want to use it, so that could be muksa. Or if you're fakert, if you have something which is not a keli, and then you decide that you want to use it as a keli, that could be ice muksa. So he says that the agamar is mavur, that l'chumra would work, machshavtin nekeres mitech maisav, he has machshava midirabanan. But he says l'kula, even by derabanans it wouldn't work. That means his Rashi is mashma, that it's only l'chumra. Rashi on the Maskal Oyder Rabbanan, Rashi says, v'chumra ba'almi idom Rabbanan evi maisa. And Rashi, a little bit later, I don't mean the Rabbanan, he Rashi says, V'chumru d'achmer Rabbanan l'shavet kli l'tame, avagab oyle d'kulu oloi. It's mashman, it's not that by old dinim the Rabbanan, mechshavet in the carries mitech ma'isav would work. It's only l'chumru min the Rabbanan. That's how the Prima God the Musa comes out. He says that even though Mux is the Rabbanan, but if a katan is miyachid a kli, and it's only machshavt in the keres mitach ma'isav, however you want to learn what machshavt in the keres mitach ma'isav is, if it's only machshavt in the keres mitach ma'isav, it's not a ma'isav, it would not work to make an ice muksa, because even though it's the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan only said it l'chumra, not l'kula. The Masifta Gemara correctly pointed out that the guy that we mentioned, that wanted the shtel tzu machshavt in the keres mitach ma'isav to be machshir a cheres chayt of a katan for netilas yadayim, he's mashed by the Rabbanan, it would work even l'kula. But the Prima Gadim says it only works l'chumra, and I think Rashi is mashman that way. Now, in the Atzim Din of the Gemara's Shaila, the Gemara's Din, a katan has a maisa, a katan doesn't have machshava, the discussion of machshavin, the keres mitach maisav, there's a shtickle from Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris Simenayim Vav, which is very negated to the sugya, we'll say it over. And also there's Arsameach, it's in Hilchus Mikvais, Perik Aleph Halacha Ches, it's Eis Yud Gimel, which I think is also negated to the whole Shmuz. And Mechanan Shtelzach on the Shaila, now we find in this Gemara, Lamashal we say here, Katan has a Maisa, Taiz explains when it's Muchach that that's what he's doing, Rashi holds it means when he says that that's what he's doing, as long as he does it with a Maisa. We also had, in the previous year, we discussed the din of Ayman Al-Gabav, that the Gemara in Gittin is Mavur, that by Ayman al-Gabav, that gives it a Dindas, and Taisus holds because he's Malamdai, he could teach the Katan to have Kavana, and that's cool that he has Kavana, that would work for Shchita, even if Shchita would need Kavana, and that worked for Chalitza, that's why we need a Miyat, that it says Ish B'parisha, and that Chevish is a problem because he's not a Bar Kriya, and that would work for Get, Ksivis again has to be Lishma, and Ayman al-Gabav would work. So Rabbi Chanan wants to know, why is it that Lagabe Kinyanim and Gittin and Kedushin, buying and selling, I mean, Mekadesh and Megarish Isha, or so Hefker and Hekdish, we don't find these things working. Even if it's very much Mechshavtin Ikaris Mitech Maisav, or even more than that, it's Mamish Muchach, let's say a Katan would write a get to his wife and give it, it's very Muchach, that's what he wants. Or Maisa Kinyan, in a way that's Mechshaf Nataris Mech Maisav, and even let's say Gadol Ayman Al Gabav, which we say that works. But Avada doesn't work for Kinyanim, for Gittin and Kedushin, and for things like that. What's the Chilik? So Rabbi Chanan says the following Nusach to answer it. He says there's two types of cases with something done by a person. Some things the person is doing it. He does it through an action, but it's the person that's doing it. And another thing, it's the action that's doing it. The action needs that a person's doing the action, but it's the action the one that's doing it. So he says shchita. Shchita is an action which makes it shechta. It's not the person that's shechting it through shchita. Shchita, the action, the mice is doing it. Masha'en kain, giddin, kedushin, kinyonim, and that, it's the person that's doing it. Not the mice. So he says by chalitz, it's also that way. He wants to teach the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Ksuv is Davayin Dalid that Tanai doesn't work in Chalitza. You can't make a Chalitza al Tanai. You can't say, I'm going to make a Chalitza al Manasseh, give me 200 zuz. And the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara says, because Kol Milsa the lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tanai. If something which you can't do a shliach, you can't do with a Tanai. So he wants to know, what's the pshat in that? I understand. You learn that Tanai from Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. And Bnei Yadam Eruvim was Issa B'Shlichus, because the Matanis Karaka could have been done with the Shliach, so Mela, but it has to be a Svar, it has to be a Lamdis. My Taisus, yeah, stells the Chop on it, you know, otherwise you'd have to say that Tanam would only work when you're giving Karaka, would only work by Matana, only work by Mominis, not by Gittin and Kedushin. There has to be a reason for Issa B'Shlichus. So Bechan is explaining that, he says, Bechlal, Why is Chalitza less of a Shlichas? Why is it that way? Shlichas works b'chalat erikulu. There's never a Gemara that explains what's the pshat that there's no shlichus by chalitza. So he says it's the pshat, because chalitza is not the pshat that the person does the heter. He's being matter the yavama al yedei the chalitza, that the adam is making the chalais al yedei the maisa. No, the maisa chalitza makes the chalais. The maisa chalitza is what makes the chalais. So Mela, it's not shayach shlichus, because when you're supposed to do something, so you can make a shlich in your place. But it's nothing to do with you. You don't do it. The maisa does it. On that, it doesn't pass shlichus. He says you can't make him a shlich because you yourself can't do it. It's just this maisa does it. This maisa does it. It doesn't pass shlichus on such a thing. So he says that's the same reason why t'nai doesn't work. Just like, let's say Otshchita needs kavana. So could you say, I'm a chavin, it should be a shchita if you give me $50. If you don't give me $50, I don't want it to be a shchita. You can't make tram. It doesn't pass tram, b'chai gavna. You're not the one that's doing it, Oif. You might say you have kavana shchita. The fact that you made it tonight, okay, but that's cool that you had kavana shchita, and the tonight doesn't work. It's not biyotcha b'chlal. That's the same thing with chalitza. Chalitza is not biyad the chalitz and the chalitzes. The din is, this mice of taking off the shoe, that shafts the heter. Good, you need kavana. That's a tonight in the mice, that the mice needs kavana, but it's the mice that does it. There's nothing to do with the chalitz and chalitzes. You can't make your kavana vitoli on a tonight. It's not a mice that you're doing. So it does look to Bechanan, even if you don't agree, because you're showing him that so mashma is pshat, about isa b'shlichus, but al kapanim, the etzim vart l'chayr is richtig. The pshat is, in order to buy or sell or be mekadesh and megarish and isha, it takes das. It has to be that the katan has responsibility for that. It's a decision that the person has to make. A katan's decision doesn't count because he doesn't have das. So even if you have gadol eimin al gabav, you have maisa mechiach or whatever it is, so good. Of course his intention is to sell, and we know that. And the maisa is mechiach that way. But it doesn't matter. He doesn't have das, so he doesn't have a right to sell. It's the same void that he's not responsible for his actions. Azayvi is not a bar einshim. Azayich, he can't sell anything because he can't give away money or even get money. He's not pekayach to make such a decision. Mashenkin, shchita. And chalitza, and even shchitas kachim, and also making a keli, deciding something's a keli or that. That's not a maisa that he has to tuwaif. That's not a chalitza that he has to tuwaif. That's not something he has to be responsible for. That's a metzias. If the behemoth was cut, the simanim were cut, and it was with the intention of cutting the simanim, the metzias, it becomes mutter. If something was made into a keli, it's going to be used as a keli, so it becomes a keli. So the shaila is, there's a loch and rechem with his decision, with his kavana. That's the shaila. So now the Gemara makes a chulti, maisa machshava. That a machshava greda, that's nothing. It's too shmach to be anything. Mashenkin, when you have the maisa, you just need the machshava to accompany the maisa. So the maisa is considered to be done with that machshava. According to Taisus, when it's Mukach, according to Rashi, when he says so. But it's the Maisa that's doing it, as opposed to the Machshava, and that a Katan could have. That's the Shtikl for Rabbi Chanan. Now, the Shtikl for the Ar Samech, Hilchos Mikvais, Perek Allah, Falach Eches, and Eisid Gimel, he's going on the Taisus. Taisus brings down a very interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha by Chuma. It says, Chamisha lo yishchom v'im tomo en chumas en chuma, cheri shayte v'katan. The Chayishayit V'katan can't make a Chalais Tshuma. So the Shalmi asks the Kasha, why don't you say that the Maisa should Mechiach HaMachshavta? In other words, you have a Chayishayit V'katan that take off Tshuma, they very carefully measure the whole Geirin, and then they measure out exactly a 50th for Tshuma, a 10th for Maiser, and they put it aside, and they say a Reza Tshuma. It sounds very much that they're making Tshuma. So why don't you say that the machshava shemechiach on the maisa. And Taiz also mentions that there might be a kasha of gadol eimin al gabav. Why wouldn't that work by chuma? That's how he learns up the Yishalmi, but he's not clear about what exactly Pshat and the Yishalmi is. The Yishalmi is a little bit unclear. Al Kapanim, the Yishalmi pretty clearly asks the Kasha that you work out Smachshavta Nikarius Mitech Maisav, and perhaps the Yishalmi asks the Kasha that you work by God Alim and Al Gabav. And the Yishalmi says the Teretz, that it says, V'nechshav l'chem shumaschem, esha kasuba makshava ein maisa shleim mechiyach al makshavtei, v'she'ein kasuba makshava maisa shleim mechiyach al makshavtei. Since it's v'nechshav l'chem shumaschem, so you don't say maisa mechiyach on the makshava. And Taisa says, Pirish, since kevin she'ikat shum makshava v'kot ein le makshava le mistabra she'yachiyach maisa al makshavtei. Shaila is, what exactly does Yishalmi mean to answer? So Rav Samech starts off like this. Rav Samech first wants to know what exactly is Yerushalmi's kasha. We just said before, Mazu Barichas Rav Bochanan, Rav Samech says it very bekitzer, that the whole question is when the mice itself do Zayf the Chalais, as opposed to when the Gavra do Zayf the Chalais. He's just doing it on the day mice. The Chayat Shuma should be like Kinyonim and Gittin, and like Rav Samech says, and especially like Hektish, where stamina doesn't work. Stamina does. It's the person doing it the chalais. So what's the Yishalmi's kasha b'chalal? Just like a chayr shayt of a kadin can't be kind anything. They can't buy, they can't sell, they can't be mekadish, they can't be megarish. Even though you have got al-aymin al-gabav, even if you have ma'isim mechiyach mitech makshavtai, so why should Shuma be any different? So Rav Samech says that the Yishalmi holds, he wants to say some achalikas b'avli Yishalmi, the Yishalmi holds Chuma is not the person making the chalais. Chuma the pshat is all the chumas there already. You're just picking out which is the chuma. The person has the kayach to be mavar, which is the chuma part and which is the shirayim. But the pshat is, tevel is a teruvis of chuma and chulin. He says that's the pshat in the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi had a kasha, which Yishayin brought down to prove that such a thing as bedika sereyam. We mentioned it. That why are you allowed to do Bedika Sarei on Yom Tov? Why is it different than being Mafresh Chuma? He said, if you're going to say Chuma is that you're making a Chalais, a new Chalais Chuma, the Kasha doesn't start. But if you say that Chuma, you're just being Mevar Kain, that this is the Chuma, this is the Shirayim, so then at least the Kasha starts. He says, Yishalmi doesn't really answer the Kasha because the Teretz is right to Pashit. Because by the Reya, after you Bedik it, you're showing it's just the Gilui Muslim afraid that there never was Treif. Hashegim by Truma, there is something going on that it's now no longer Misarev. Otherwise, the Dimi wouldn't have worked at all. He rather wants to learn in the Hemshech of the Yishalmi that the next man, the Oven Yishalmi, was saying that no, the Truma works kind of like Gerish and that it's a Chalois. Ha'akabonim, in the Kash of the Yishalmi, in this man, the Oven of the Yishalmi, Truma works just to be Mevar, the Truma from the Tevel. As from the Reiser, Beisiv Engel has a shtickle on it. But the Arsameach wants to learn, it's a machlokes babbling Yishalmi. According to Yishalmi, that's the site of a precious tumor. He's just being mavar, the tumor from the devil. Now, what's Yishalmi's teretz? So the Arsameach says very geschmack. He says, if the site hadavar is that a maisa tuzadaif, navas, you need a certain kavan in the maisa. On that we say, kod nyeshle maisa. It's considered a kavana that it could be mitzurif with the maisa to be called a maisa. So shchita, the maisa shchita to zereif. Chalitza, the chalitza to zereif. A keli, a maisa can make something into a keli. Now, shenkein chuma, there is no maisa. There's no maisa of making chuma. Chuma is one thing. Chuma is machshava. That's all it is. Hey, yes, there's no maisa bechlal in the process of making chuma. So, lenech, even in Rabbi Chanan's Lashon, it's not the person that's making it, it's the Maisa that's doing it. But there's no Maisa. It's the Machshav, it's the Kavanah that does it. So now it doesn't matter how Mechiach it is. Hayyaisa Kadin doesn't have Machshava, so Mimela, if something is going to be, if the pile of the thing is only the Machshava, V'nechshav Lechem Chumaschem, that wouldn't be Shaykh for Kadin to do, no matter how Mechiach it is. If the Pshat is not Maisa, now the Maisa needs Machshava to come along with. So then you have the din, Katan Yesh LeMaisa, when it's Machshava, then he carries Mitech Maisa. But if the whole thing is Machshava, then it wouldn't be Shaykh. That's Mamish, the words of the Yishalmi. V'nechshav lechem chumaschem eshe kasubay Machshava e Maisa shle mechiyach ha-Machshava. If the thing is, like Taisa says, if the ikachum is machshava, then any maisa does the mechir on the machshava is not going to help you. Because chuma has nothing to do with any maisa. It's only with machshava. That cotton is completely mufka from. If the pshat is something can be done on a day maisa, you gotta need the machshava to come along with the maisa, then it's shaykh to a cotton with maisa mechir on machshavta, got alim al gabov. That's a shtigl for Narsamech. He has, Taisus blives shrei a little bit in the end of the Yerushalmi. He doesn't understand the Arsamech says a pshat, and also the Mishkanis Yankov that we mentioned, the Mishkanis Yankov and Arachayim Simcha Beis also says a pshat in the Yerushalmi, not like Taisus. The pshatim are two different pshatim. Aba'en kamakam ha'ach. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Boim ne shmu meravuna. Shmu as a shal from avuna minayim lemis asik bekotchim shu posel. How do you know there's a psul misasik by kachim? Rashi says that you bechlaru mechavin to shecht. You were just trying to pick up the knife or to throw the knife and it happened to shecht. It was mikayach gavra, but you bechlaru in trying to shecht. And Taisa says that such a thing would even be possible by chulin according to Rabban. And actually the Gemara says before we pass on like Reb Nosson, that by chulin that's okay. But he says according to Rabban and Al-Kapanim, it would be possible. So Taisa says, we're talking about that you had kavana to cut the simanim, but you didn't have kavana to shech, just to cut the simanim, which that would work the kuli alma by chulin, but it wouldn't work by kachim. And he says another type of misasik is that you didn't know it was a carbon. Like the Gemara was mashing before, the katan that brought the carbon from Darim to Tzafain, that shows that he knew it was a carbon. There's a misasik that you didn't realize it was a carbon, you thought it was chulin, that also has a ptur, a psul, I mean, of misasik. Al-Kabanim, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, it says, Shachar is ben Abakar, Sheshchit l'shem ben Bakar. So he said, that I know already. But how do I know it's Ma'akiv? So he says, another Pasuk, L'tzeinchem tizbechu, L'daychem zavuchu, L'tzeinchem teaches you that it has to be, you have to have das, that you're shechting the kachim. So first, the Ara, Rashi in the very beginning of the Sugya, of Kod Nyesh l'machshava, Rashi says, "Kigayim b'shchitas kachim." The boy kavana, and Taisus and Zvachim beiz mebeiz. It brings the Rashi is gerus the boy lishma, and the chayetz Rashi means I saw a girsa from the Ksaviyad the boy kavana lishma, but that you need lishma. Kidafinim b'shmeitzah kamaisa the Zvachim. In the first sugi Zvachim, it says you need lishma. V'shachet katan el lishma may have a kavana eloi. So Rashi in the beginning that talks about katan as machshava. He says, the shaila is, if a katan shechs a carbon, do you have a din of lishma? So Taizen Zvachim asks the kasha, the lishma doesn't need a machshava. Let's say you shech the carbon with any machshava, the gemara says, stam a lishma. So you don't need a machshava to make a lishma. Then a stam is a lishma, okay, the psul of shalai lishma is when you shech the bedavka shalai lishma. When you shech the oil l'shem shlamim. But if you shech it without any kavana, it is called lishma, stam lishma kai. So Taisa says a katan is worse. Is lashin is stam the katan gara the only das lavin shein kachim v'savish shein chulin. He doesn't realize it's kachim. He thinks it's chulin. Tavli misasik upasul and it's misasik, so it's pasul. So the shaila is, but how do you understand Rashi? Rashi says that the psul of katan is also lishma. How could there be a psul of lishma? Even stam is good. Psul Masasa, we understand. He doesn't know it's Kachim. That's a Psul Masasa, Katan Ein L'Machshava. We don't assume, we don't consider it that he knows that it's Kachim. But what's the Psul of Shalai L'Shma? So there's a Grach HaLashas that he says that the Masasa can only be a Psul if you need L'Shma. That's what he says. If there wouldn't be a Din of L'Shma, it wouldn't be Shaykh the Psul of Masasa. I think Taiz is his Mashman away. I don't think Taiz doesn't sound like he's arguing Rashi. Taiz asks the Kasha. He's going on the Gemara that says, Zvachim istam l'shmani naimdim. And he asks the Kasha, Ayde Gemara in Chulin has a shayla of katan as machshav, and Rashi explains, because he's not going to have l'shma. And Taisus says, V'yeshleim at the stam of the katan gara. It's worse. Te'im le das lovin shen kashu, sev shukum havle misasuk apostle. Even though stam is kasha, but stam by katan is gara. So that's he's going with Rashi. Now, I'm not sure what the lumdus is. Why is it that way, that if there wouldn't be a din lishma, it wouldn't be shayach masasik? But that's what it says in the Grach HaLashas. So the Meila Rashi, in order to explain the psul masasik, he had to explain that there's a din lishma. Which is interesting, because Misasik is learned from a different Pasuk. Even once you know Lishma, you still don't know Misasik. And Misasik, there's a Pasuk. Avai says the Psul Misasik is that there's a din that by Misasik you can't say Stam Lishma. When you have a Shechita, which is not Misasik with Kavana for Kachim on that, on a Zash Shechita, you could say Stam Lishma. But by Misasik, there'll be chsarin that you can't say Stam Lishma by Misasik, and that's Xeris Akasav. I just mean, a svara you would say that even Misasik could say Stam Lishma. The Xeris Akasav is Misasik felt in the Stam Lishma. But if it wouldn't be a din Lishma, it wouldn't pass up Psul Misasik. So Reb Chaim wants to answer with this Reb Kveig's kasha. We'll be marchiv a little bit. Reb Kveig asks the following kasha. The Gemara says it's a Psul Misasik. That means if they don't have Das, that it's a Shechita. Is a psul masasik. And Mamela, the Gemara is mavur earlier, that Katan would have this psul masasik. Because the Gemara wanted to know if the Katan brings the carbon, the oila, from Dorim to Tzav, and is that called machshav in the carriage mitach maisav. Vaisi stamazai, that the Katan says he's shechting il shem oila, without a machshav in the carriage mitach maisav, wouldn't help. That's just called machshava. And Katan eloi machshava. And if I had the cherish and shaytu also, cherish and shaytu also don't have machshava. So Rabbi Kivega, it's in the end of a tshuva in Madurat and Yonah Simon Samach Dalad, he asks the kasha, the Mishnah B'chayri says that a chayrish and a shayt is psul ma'avayda because they're not shava b'zara shalayin, as a din of a mum. They're not shava b'zara shalayin, they're not normal, they're a chayrish and a shayta, that's the psul avayda. So the shalas, why do you need a din of any shava b'zara shalayin? Typically, it's like misasik. It's like it's like mikata. That's the kasha Rabbi Kivega asks. A lot of achrayim speak about it. The Mabusha Yamtiv, Chelik Aleph, Ebenezer Simon Dalad, he says that the Chayrish could mean a Chayrish, which is Medabav Eina Shemeya. They bring the Neide Behuda, says that even Medabav Eina Shemeya is also have a Psul Chayrish, also called Eina Shavazar Shem Bemisitz. They bring it's a Taisis really in Bechayris that says that. But Madame of Eina Shemeya, even if he can't hear, but he could talk, he's also called Eina Shav Vizara Shalayin, and he's considered Bekech L'chol Dvarev. So in the Cheirish, it's B'chol Mat Shver, not every Cheirish doesn't have Das, you can have a Cheirish that can hear, even though very often Cheirish at Dibru Chachamim is Eina Shemeya V'Eina Medaber, but the Cheirish in that Mishnah is even if he's just an Eina Shemeya U'Medaber, Memel, it's not a Kasha of a Cheirish B'chol. And Shaita, he says, if Shad is talking about that he's not enough of a shaita to be called an Ein Bei Das. He's just very, very schwach. See, in order to be a shaita, you have to be deranged. But someone who doesn't have so much seichel, he's called a Bei Das. He's not necessarily a shaita. It takes more to be a shaita. But since Lamaisi has this disability, it would be a neshav v'zara shel iron. Others want to answer that he's a itim cholim v'itim shaita. The Chalkus Yoyev and Evan Ezra Simon Yates wants to say, do you mean itim cholim v'itim shaita? So the Mari says a itim cholim v'itim shaita. Sometimes he's a shaita, sometimes he's not. When he's not a shaita, he's completely bekeach. Mashayge, like I be the mum, since he's an itim shaita, that gives him a mum, and mamele is a neshav v'zara shel iron. But the Milchus Baruch, Simon Gimel Anif Aleph. He asks another kasha by Katan. Katan, the Gemara says in Chulin Afchav Dalan Mebeis. The Gemara later Afchav Dalan Mebeis says the Katan is a smite from Kachim because it's Ish Mizaracha. So you learn it from Ish Prat LeKatan. What would you need that for? A Katan should always be Misasik. You can't answer that he's a Madaba Veni Shemei. You can't answer he's not such a Shaita. He's only enough to be a Bar Das. You can't answer Itim Cholim Itim Shaita. Katan never has Das. So that would be Shver. Kvega doesn't ask from there, but that would be Shver Lecha. You don't have these Terutzim. So the Minchas Baruch says, and the Achiezer also is Mechavim to the same thing. It's in Yeridei Yisim and Dalad, Chelebei Yisim and Dalad, Ayiz Dalad, that the Psul Mesasik is only by Shita. There's a din, all the psukim that the Gemara brings, v'shachet is ben abakel, and sechet is b'chua, a psukim by shchita, you can't learn other avoidis. So shchita has a psul masasik, and other avoidis don't have psulim. As I mean, shchita doesn't have psulim. That's why you have an enishav v'zar shalayin, but that doesn't apply to shchita. Shchita is ksheri bizar. So how do you know it's possible for all other avoidis, for ilacha, for kabbalah, for zrika, for aktaris, amen, for all these avoidis, that's enishav v'zar shalayin. But that wouldn't apply to Shkita, because Shkita is Sheri Bizar. Misazik's only absolved by Shkita. Reb Chaim Leis also said that there's an interesting vikuach he had with the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish in the Kaivis Knesset Yisrael in Vilna, he was masig on it. He brought kamerayis that Misazik's absolved by other Avedis, and the Reb Chaim Leis in the third Chalik, Chalik Gimel, Simonim Beis, Leis Gimel, he answers the Rayis from the Chazon Ish, the arguing about Pshat and Muhammad and Rosh Hashanah. That's what some Achreinim Neman, the Achiezer and the Milchus Baruch, they're both Neman, that Misasik is only a psul b'shkita. So Mel, the whole B'kvegas Kasha doesn't start. The Din of Enish Shavuz HaShanah, you need for other Avedis. And that wouldn't apply to Shkita, because Shkita is Ksheir Bazar, Shkita doesn't have psulim. And Misasik is only a psul b'shkita. But like you see, Rabbi Kvega and the Mabushi Yamtif and the Grach HaLashas also, Neman, that no, and the Chazon Ish, they Neman, that Misasik is psul by other Avedis. So the Chazon Ish also talks about it. It's in Zvachim, Simen Chaf, Sivkat Nialef, and other places there. And one of the Terutzim he says is it's talking about that they wore big dekuna and the Makadish Adayim Vereglayim, so it's Makshavte Mechich Mitaych Maisav. And it's completely, it's more Mochach, because there's no other reason why they do it other than doing the Avedah. Taisha says that the Gemara's Shaila of Machshavtim, the carries Mitech Maisav, is only when it's not 100% Muchach. Here it's 100% Muchach. Chaim Leizer said no. Chaim Leizer says, since you don't have a Chacha from the Etzim Aveda, that wouldn't be called Muchach. What I don't understand is, why can't you say in other Teretz that we're talking about God Olayim and Al Gabov? If you can answer Shaita by saying that it doesn't mean a real Shaita, it means someone who's still a bad das, but a gay das, he's just a Shaita because his das is kolish, or nitim cholim itim Shaita. L'chaira, a gadol oimen al gabov should work by katan just like it works by get. I mean, we spoke in the previous year, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat, they need something which is this of a shlicha, so probably it wouldn't work. But according to Taisus, that the sight of gadol oimen al gabov means that he'll teach him the Kavanah. So here also he could teach him the Kavanah. I don't know why none of the Achreinim say this Teretz, that you could be talking about a case of God Olayim and Al-Gabav. But Al-Kavanim, so what do we have till now? We have Rabbi Kivegis Kasha, that why do you need a Niyat of Cheirish and Shaita, the Enish Shav, Zarishlah, and Tepik later Mesasik? And the Minchas Baruch adds to the Kasha, what do you need a Niyat of Ish, Mizarachal, Dereisam, Ish, Prat, Lakat, and Tepik later Mesasik? So we have a teretz for cheirish and shaita, that cheirish is talking about a enish shemeyu medaber, and shaita is talking about his das is just weak, but it's not completely gone, so merely doesn't have a din misasik, but still be psul at sein eshav of his iron shalayrin, but that wouldn't answer katan. We have a teretz for Achiezer in the Minchas Baruch, that the psul misasik is dafka by shchita. There is no psul misasik by the other avedis. But that's a chiddush. There's a ganze vikuach, is it by other avedis or not? And we have what Amatziya Teretz, that's an Afkamina for God Olayim and Al-Gabav. Not sure why the Achreinim didn't do it. But Reb Chaim says another Teretz. Reb Chaim says the Fili Yisei that we started with. That we said, Reb Chaim says, he learns up in Rashi, that the Psul Masasik is only when there's a Psul Lishma. So Meili says that the Avayda Vatavis HaNeiris doesn't need Lishma. It's an Avayda, doesn't need Lishma. And Meili, since that's when it's negay, the psul of cheresh and shaita. Normally, the psul masasik, he holds taka, like the chazan ish nemzon, the chayim osa nemzon, that have added the psul masasik by all the avedis. But dafka we need lishma. Now, I'm not sure why nemzon that haktara needs lishma. You find the dal and avedis need lishma. Shchita, zrika, kabbalah, halacha, they all need lishma. But, haktara, and halacha is avarim lekevish, and the Avaida said, have to do with the Akhtara, and the Avaida of doing Nesachim, I don't know if Ushtate that needs Lishma, I'm not sure. But if it sounds from the Grach HaLashas, all these Avaidas can need Lishma. The one Avaida he found that doesn't need Lishma is the Tavis and Eris. Oh, so now we have a Teretz of Bekeregis Kasha, the Cheresh and Shaitan, why we need the Din of Enishav, Zayr Shalar, and Tepik Lev Mesasik, because Mesasik is telling Lishma, like you said in Rashi, and the Tavis and Eris doesn't need Lishma. So neither din of any shav is arishlayim for tavis and eris doesn't lishma. That's a shtickel from Reb Chai. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says shchitas ayvik achavim nevela matame b'masa. Shchitas ayvik achavim is nevela and it becomes tame b'masa. And the Gemara says nevela in esura analoi. It's nevela, but it's not asur banon, and it goes now like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Stam machsheves ayve kechavim lavedis kechavim." And Rashi brings down that Rabbi Eliezer holds even if a yid shechs a goyis behema, it turns into kruvis avaydazara because you go basa the machshava of the bailim, and it becomes a kruvis avaydazara because stam machsheves ayve kechavim, stam machsheves goyis lavedis kechavim. But we don't hold that way. We hold it doesn't become tekuvis of Eidazarev, so therefore it's just nevela and metamla b'masa, like nevela. And the Gemara explains because ein reve v'chavim minim, and because nachem shebechutzlar is lav evde v'eschavim hein elaminik aviseim miadeim. If we would know that he was completely other, completely fanatic, a very devout adherent to the Avei Dezara, so that every time he's shechting for Avei Dezara, but that's just minig of the same be a dayim, they're not really so devout, they're not so fanatic, they just do what their fathers did, and Mamela, when they shech, they don't have kavana for Avei Dezara. So we spoke Barichus on Dav Dalid, the Shir in Dav Dalid, the beginning of the Shir, we spoke Barichus about Shechit Dezgai, I'm going to go over the Ikri Advarim. Taisus the end of Gimel Midbeis, the Vimaslu Kusim Gera Royis, and the Rosh over there, and the Rajba and other Rishainim, say that the reason why a Goy Shechit does no good is because he's not a Bar Zvicha. And you learn that from the Pasuk with Zavachta V'achalta, Mashat Zveicha to Eichel. But listen, the Sefta sounds that way. Is it the Sefta, the very beginning of Chulim, Paragalaf Alach Aleph, Shechit is a Vachar Meis Epsula, or Shechit is Koyf Reis Epsula, Shenema V'zavachta V'achalta V'leish Zavach Akum, Leish Zavach Koyf, Leish Nizbacha Me'aleh. So you need a bar zvicha. That's a Rav Yishayinim hold. But the Rambam doesn't hold the way. The Rambam hold is no chasarin about bar zvicha. The Beis Halevi, and Chelek Aleph Simon Tezvav says, because the Rambam holds that a chayr shayt v'katan wasn't that a bar zvicha. We spoke in that Beis, chulukim, why a chayr shayt v'katan would be called a bar zvicha. Because it is asr to them, they're just not mitzvah on the issa we spoke about. And that's why it's asr to machal b'yadayim. But the Rambam doesn't hold that he's chalukim, and he holds if you'd need a bar zvicha, chayv shayt v'kan also wouldn't be good. The Rebbe Kveig over here says similar. He says that the Rambam holds the gabi tefillin, that someone who doesn't wear tefillin can't write tefillin. Even if he's mitzvah in tefillin, if he doesn't actually wear tefillin, he can't write tefillin. He's not called the bar kshira. He's not called yesh nebik kshira. So who would then, a mum reichel nevelos, even a mum reichel nevelos l'teyavain, it's mevur in the Gemara that a shkita is good, and the Rambam would hold he's not a bar zvicha because he doesn't keep el cheshkita. Vayis days is no problem, you don't need a bar zvicha. So the Rambam says, is in Perek Dam Alochi and Aleph, what is the reason why a Nachri can't shech? Because Nachri sheshachat, avavi sheshachat b'fnei yeshol b'sak and yafe, and there's a filu hayakotan, shchitas in a vela, v'loi gal chilasim in a teira. Shenemar, v'karol lucha v'chalt mizivchay, ma'acha shehiz Hashem yechel mizivchay, lamet shezivchay asir. Since the Pasuk says that you can't have any bris with the Goyim, because maybe they'll invite you and you'll eat from their slaughtering, they'll eat from the Zevach, Vayistayis, they'll eat from the Zevach. And that Pasuk is shnein, that Shechitas Akam is Asur. And Kepshutai, Roy Faiskam understand the Rambam, that the only Isser is if the Goy is actually an Oyven Avay Dezar. Because the Rambam says, right afterwards, Alacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Geder Godel Godu Shafilu Goy She'ein Oyven Avay Dezar Shechitas in Avela. So that sounds good. The Gadol Gadju. It sounds like it's the Rabbana. The Shach in Simon Bey says that the correct gears is a filu kusi she'ena oivet avedizar shtas in nevela. It's a kusi that was the Rabbana, but a guy, even if he's not oivet avedizar, it's aser midaraisa. But Rav Faiskam hold not the way. Rav Faiskam hold that the correct gears is guy, and he's saying that a guy that's not oivet avedizar is aser midarabbana. Now, according to the Rishonim that say that he's not a bar zvicha, avada the tumas masa that it has is avada deraisa. It's nevela. There's no shchita. But according to the Rambam in Hilchas Sha'avas Tumas Perek Beis Halacha Yud says that the tumas masa is the Rabbanan. He says karev ve'enai. He's not 100% sure. He says karev ve'enai that the tumas masa is the Rabbanan. And he writes like this: shchita zevicham nevela matama b'masa v'karev ve'enai sh'avze midivrei seferim. And he says sherei Tumas avay dezarim divrei seifim ubeglal avay dezarim nischrachku hagoyim v'neshu shchitasa. Tumas avay dezarim is midivrei seifim, and it's because of avay dezarim that neser. So the male of the tumas masi says is the rabbanan karav ve'enai, and the Rambam goes further and he says v'lehi asur b'chilu divrei teira. it's also bachila midereisa. So what's the pshat? It's only matame master derabanan. So he says leikol aser bachila matame shatreifa suru tahira. So the Rambam says it's also bachila minatayra, but still not matame minatayra. It's like treifa, which is also bachila minatayra, but still doesn't have tumas nevela. Now the two mahalchim in the Rambam, but the Rambam says it's also minatayra because of achal de mizivchay. The Prichadish has it sad that v'chal de mizivchay says that it's nevela. That's the mashmoyis of the Rambam in Il Cheshkita, that he says nochi sheshach hashkitos nevela v'loikach losim minatayra shenemer. It sounds like it's nevela midereisa. It sounds like the iser is an iser of nevela. But you could learn that the way. You could learn he doesn't really mean it's nevela. He means it's aser midereisa, but it's not really nevela. And the iser is that the pasuk of the chal de mizivchay is telling you an iser, because it says pen tichreis bris yaish ve'aretz, and if there is ice with kar lecha v'chal de mizivchay, and everything's going back on the pen tichreis bris, and pen is alav, hisham a pen v'al is alav. And there's this lav of v'chal de mizivchay, that is the lav. And Ruch official Perla learns that way in the Rabsan Yigayin, who brings down one of his the same as al teichel mizivchay, he learns it's this pasuk v'chal de mizivchay, and he brings that the Arches Chayim, Hilchas Shchita Siman Gimel, and Hilchas Shchita Teshmas, Chelek Aleph Siman Hei, learn that there's a bezundere lav of Yechalta Mizivchay. And that's who will be Mashman the Rambam in Sha'ovis Atumis, because if the Pshat is the lav is Nevela, in other words, Yechalta Mizivchay is a Gilui, that it's not a Shchita Bechlal, so why shouldn't it be Tamei? Either Rambam brings a Raya from Trefa, Trefa is an Aya Isser, Trefa is an Aya lav, that you can't eat Trefa. What would be that Raya to Yechalta Mizivchay, which is a gilad, it's not a shchit, and the lav is the lav of nevela. L'chayra, that would be mashma from Shar Avis HaTumis, that there is no lav of nevela, and that's why it doesn't have tumis masa. You just have another lav of v'chalta mizivchay. No, it's a little bit shver, the other way. If taka, the Rambam means, is a new lav of v'chalta mizivchay, so what's a half minute should be tameh? The Rambam has to make a gansa maisa, that not everything that's asir is tameh. I mean, what about Shar Nisko? Yishach the Shara Niskel, it's also Bachil. There's a half minute, there's Tumas Nevel, it's not Nevel of Bachlal. There's another Issa called Shara Niskel. What about a behemoth, Shkut Echutz? Or Chumun Shinishkatu Bazara? All these cases. You have another Issa. Mecha Taisa should be Tumma. What's Bachlal, the Shach, the Tire, the Ram, and Ilchasav is a Tumma? So that's one Ha'ara that we're telling Zachan. And the Ramam discusses, does it have Tumas Nevel, Tumas Masami, the Raisa or not? And the Rambam says that the reason why he knows that there's no tum is because it's also beglal of Eidazara and Memela. That's why tumas of Eidazara is the Rabbana. What's the Havmanish should be tum of the Raisa? And also, the Prichadish has it sad that the Isser is Nevela. The Isser lav is Nevela. And the Prichadish says it's only Nevela Lagabe Echil and not Lagabe Tumma. So the Silma Chadash is very bothered. What does that mean? What's the pshat that it's only Nevela Lagabe Echil and not Lagabe Tumma? What could that possibly mean? So he said like this, the Pirush Mishnayis Eifenart here says that the reason why Shchitas Goy is Nevela is because Stamach Sheves Goy is Laveda Zara. And why is it an Aser Bano? Because the Goyim, the Chutzar, it's not Eivde Aveda Zara, it's just Minigav Seyim Biyadeyim. So Prima Gondim says that there's two Malchim in the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis asks because it's als machsheves avodah zara, and the Rambam in Yad says exeris akos of v'chalta mizivchay. But the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis is a plia. What's the Pasha Taich? First of all, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't pass in stam machsheves avodah zara, because otherwise we would ask for Banoah. And otherwise, we would ask it, even if the guy, even if the Yitzchak is the guy's behema. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. And second of all, Miman of Shach. What's his pshara? It's also Bachila, because his machshav is for Avodah Zarah. But it's not also Bano, because he's not really an Avodah Avodah Zarah. So why is also Bachila? Where do we find such a Tekruvis of Avodah Zarah that doesn't have an Isra Ano, because it's not really Tekruvis, but has an Isra Achila? Where'd that come from? Now, the Rambam in Yad is mashma, such, at least something like this vart. First of all, the Rambam in Ilchas Avos HaTumis says this lashon, ubeglal avedizar nisrachu agayim v'nesu shchitasen. So you see that the side of the Isser deraisa is a, something to do with avedizar. But that alone is not mamashirai. You could say that vibal te'evish to want you to keep away from evde avedizar, but mainly acid the shchita. But still, the Rambam is saying that the Tumah comes from that. And it sounds a little bit like the Tumah has something to do with Avodah Zarah, but it's a little bit more mafurish. First of all, the Rambam says, in Hilchas Shchita, when he brings the Ikadin of Shchita's guy, the Rambam says, Afilu hu katan, it's aser, it's nevela, it's aser me'achila me'atayra. What's the Rabus Afilu hu katan? So there also you could say that the din is you need an Ayver Avodah Zarah, and you would think that a katan is not called an Ayver Avodah Zarah. But no, Afilu hu katan, he has, is considered like an Ayver Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam is more mafurish earlier in Hilchas Shchita. In Hilchas Shchita, Perek Beis Lacha Beis, when the Rambam says the Ikad Din, that a Yisrael that shechs for a guy, even though the guy is being mecham for whatever he wants, it's still ksheira, because you don't pass like a blazer about that in a kudu or so. He says, because, ein chayshin el machsheves hazevech, v'loy le machsheves baal behema. So even though the baal behema is thinking about a vaydazar, but since the zevech is not, it's ksheira. But then he writes, to fichach, because there's a din that the machshav is not tolling the Baal Behem, it's tolling the Sheikhet, that's why a guy that shechs for Yisrael, even if he's kodesh ketas and nevela, if it has nothing to do with machshava, so what's the pshat in the Rambam? So I think the Rambam in Yad is going with the same thing the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, that the Yisrael Dover is because he is being machashav by desire. But the reason why it's not tekruvus is because, like the Gemara says, they're not really Avodah Zarah. So he's not really thinking for Avodah Zarah. It's just a habit. So what's the pshat that it's also b'achila? What's the pshat that it's modern b'shara? So the Leith Ari here, and it's brought also in the Chedusha of Shloimei, on Chulin, Simon Beis, he brings the Ran. The Ran says, if someone shechs his behemoth chaveri, the Ran's in the second perik, at the end of the second perik, that if someone shechs behemoth chaveri for avodah zarah, the din is einanam eisa davar shein shloi, doesn't become aser ba'anah. Zok the Ran, but it becomes aser ba'achila. Because he can't aser it, but nevertheless the shechita won't be matter. And what's the pshat? The pshat is you can't aser a davar shein shloi, fine. So it's not going to be chal the issa tekruvus avodah zarah. But that it should be chal achalois het the shechita when he's thinking of avodah zarah, that much not. You can't go make an iser, but l'idach iser can't become mutter. So that's the pshat of the Rambam here also. You're right. The bound that's only minig of a sayim be a dame, they don't really mean it, so it can't be chal achalois iser avodah zarah. But this, and you have to say it's learned from the pasuk, because without the pasuk you'd say it would be able to matter it also. But does state in the pasuk that even an insincere avodah zarah, enachanami doesn't shaf a dinta kruvis avodah zarah, but l'mayin said there is a chsaron in the het shechita. But it's coming from the machsheves avodah zarah. That's why you have to say, not like the Shach, that a guy that's not over the Avodah Zarah, Avadu would not be an Issa Deraisa. So, Mel, it's very good the Rambam and Hilchas Shara Avos Atuma. That's why he's Mesupik. This doesn't have a Heter Shchita. It's not a Zaitige Isser, like if a Shach the Shara Niskel, or Shkut Dechutz, or Chulon Shinishchatu Bazar, which Pasha that doesn't have a Tumas Master, because it has a Zaitige Isser. Here, the side of the Isser is that it's missing a Heter Shchita. So the Brisker Rav, really, Reb Chaim, it's in the Grach HaLashas, it's in the Chedushim Ar and Rizal Levi L'Rambam, and the letter is in the back. The letter was actually written to Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. It's an Amen Ayin Test in the Sefer. And he says a Yisoid that Treifa is not Stam and Isser. Treifa is a Pshat that when there's a Treifa, it's missing in the Het Shechita. There are other Rayas to that. One Rai is the Rashi in Chulin, that Ein Heim and Aleph, it says, if let's say you have a Vlad inside a Treifa, and you shech the Treifa, it says a Vlad needs Shechita, and Rashi says, since the Behem is Aser, the Vlad's also Aser. Now the Vlad doesn't have an Issa Treifa, the Vlad needs Shechita. But the Pshat is that since it can't be Matir the Behema, it can't be Matir the Vlad. If Treifa was designed to get Issa, so it's not the Pshat the Shechita wasn't Matir Behema, it was. It has another Issa called Treifa. Elamai, it's a son in the head of Shechita. So that was the Rambam Safik in Sharavah Satuma, that when you have an Issa Deraisa, which is a Chsoin in the head of Shechita, would that also make a Tumah Deraisa? So that it brings Raif and Treifa. Treifa also is an Issa Deraisa, which is a Chsoin in the head of Shechita. It doesn't have Tumah. So who adin Shechita's guy, which like we're saying is a Chsoin in the head of Shechita, because the Machsheves of Edizar gives a Chsoin in the head of Shechita, so it wouldn't be Tumah. So Mela, you could learn either way. Mitzad HaKir, we said before, you could learn it's mamish like Treifa. Now it's a chesaron in the head of Shechita, but it doesn't have the lav of Nevela. And the lot is v'chal de mizivchay. And in v'chal de mizivchay state that if the guy is an eved avedah zarah, even though he's not doing it l'shem avedah zarah gemura, that it should be takruvis, he's doing it a shtickle l'shem avedah zarah, so it's not takruvis, but al kapanim, that shtickle that he's doing l'shem avedah zarah is going to make it miss the het teshchita. And memela, because it doesn't have the het teshchita, it will get the lav of v'chal de mizivchay. Or you could even say like the Pri Chadash that v'chalta mizivcha is not a lav. V'chalta mizivcha is just a gilut, there's no et shechita. And the nail, the lav is nevela. But since it's only nevela gabi issa, because betzim there is a shechita. Navas, the takruvis gives it a din that's missing the het shechita. Missing the het shechita, the gabi achila, doesn't give it a din tumma, just like treif is missing het shechita, doesn't have a din tumma. Who would then missing the het shechita, the gabi achila, wouldn't have a din tumma. That's Bekitz and Nimrutz, how we linked up the sugya earlier on Dav Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.